Senior United Nations officials on Tuesday briefed ambassadors and reporters in New York about the outbreak of Ebola in West Africa. UN Deputy Secretary General described the current outbreak as critically serious and deeply worrying.
This is one of the most serious health challenges we have ever faced in the UN. This is not only a health crisis, it is also growingly a humanitarian and developmental and security crisis, potentially. So the whole UN system is now mobilized for action, but not only the UN system as such. We will growingly be dependent on actions taken by member states.
The head of WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, spoke about the reported case of Ebola in Nigeria.
Nigeria had an imported case by a traveler from Liberia by air, and the robust efforts in Lagos was seeing results. The unfortunate thing is one of those contacts escaped contact tracing and moved to Port Harcourt. So there we are reporting 3 deaths, and many more people are under surveillance by the government together with CDC, MSF and WHO, and of course UNICEF.
The latest country to report a case of Ebola was Senegal on the 29th of August, as Dr. Chan pointed out.
This is an imported case from Guinea, and a contact again escaped monitoring and traveled by car to Senegal. The government is mounting a robust response, supported by partners, and we hope that they can quickly bring it under control.
Dr. David Nabarro, the UN system coordinator for Ebola, warned about the urgency of taking action to control the outbreak of Ebola.
The outbreak is advancing ahead of us. It's accelerating ahead of us. And we, in our control efforts, collectively, are falling behind. And the more we fall behind and the more the outbreak accelerates ahead of us, the harder it is to overtake it and to control it. And so that's why we're talking now about a major surge in the response and why we want to see that surge in place quickly so that we can get back in line with the outbreak and ahead of it as quickly as possible.
On Thursday and Friday, WHO is holding a meeting in Geneva, bringing a number of experts from around the world, including 20 scientists from Africa, to discuss how to combat Ebola. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.